Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
My name is Maylene Sandiford, Master's student in Social Work at the UWI Cave Hill Campus. On this day, December 15, 1950, the Barbados Advocate informed its readers about a heated debate in the House of Assembly relating to an additional sum of $149,010 to finish the school building program and housing in the Pine St. Michael. Under scrutiny for cost overruns in the program was Mr. Ralph Crowe, the government's architect and planning officer, for the gross mismanagement of taxpayers' money, as stated in a report published by the Commission of Inquiry. The House had already voted $280,000 provided in the 1950 to 1951 estimates for the building programs, which included St. Leonard's Girls, Parry and Coleridge, and Chalky Mount Schools, while $50,000 was allocated to build 27 new houses in the Pine, St. Michael. However, the colonial engineer estimated that $70,102 would be required to complete Parry and Coleridge School, now known as Coleridge and Parry, and $56,500 to complete St. Leonard's Girls' School. Furthermore, another $22,262 was needed to pay for outstanding accounts, which included building materials. A commission of inquiry had been set up to investigate the building program, and a report was published. Mr. E.D. Motley, citing the report, drew the House's attention to several discrepancies. He argued that the original length of the Westbury School, which was to be 287 feet, was changed to 337 feet without the knowledge of the executive, who would have informed the House of the change. As a result, the contractor's fee had increased by $1,000. The second issue was that Mr. Crowe bought building blocks at 15 cents per block, although he was given an offer to pay 1 cent less for blocks, but he thought the 15 cent blocks were better. Third, Crowe wanted to purchase a lorry, but was not given permission by the executive. So instead, Crowe rented a lorry for 36 weeks at $65 per week, which amounted to $2,240, along with gas and oil that had a cost of $1,482.14. In conclusion, the members of the House thought that the school building program had been mismanaged. Mr. O.T. Alder stated that it was downright corruption, and there was no reason why they should allow heads of department to have absolute power in the running of their department without having a scrutiny maintained by the executive for what they were doing. And now they were being asked to pass a resolution for several thousands of dollars to remedy the injury which had been caused. Mr. R.G. Mapp thought that this dilemma would have a serious effect on the government's educational policy, while Mr. F.C. Goddard said that the mismanagement was likely to put back the building program for a few years, and he was glad that it did not happen to the Christchurch Foundation School. These damning statements on the building program were reported in the Advocate on this day, December 15, 1950.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.